In the first reading today, St. Paul instructs Timothy that he is to continue to preach the word, to be urgent in season and out of season and so on. And when we look at the saints, there are a number of them whose writings, even though some of them well over 1,000 years ago, some over 1,500 years ago, are still being published today, even in paperback versions. Today we have one of those saints, St. John of the Cross. He's only 500 years old instead of 1,500 years old, but nonetheless, his stuff is still being published and is among the best sellers within Christendom because it is the highest doctrine of prayer. It's the way that teaches us. St. Teresa of Avila, who is from the same time period, the two of them together reformed the Carmelite order, and she is the master of prayer. But what St. John the Cross did was to put everything into a certain order. St. Teresa was simply writing from experience. If you've ever read her, she's an absolute blast. Whatever comes into her head comes out the pen, and she is all over the map. Amazingly, she's always able to come right back to where she started, even if it's 20 pages later. She never lost track of what she was trying to say. She just kind of here and there and everywhere. St. John of the Cross, on the other hand, is very systematic, laying everything out very clearly with the philosophical and theological background that it needs, and being able to explain all of these things. His teaching is so clear. And yet, what we have in St. John of the Cross is exactly the opposite of what it is that we're hearing today. In fact, when St. Paul says that they will have itching ears and heap up for themselves teachers according to their own lusts, well, that's what we've got. St. John of the Cross teaches us that if we want to be able to grow in the spiritual life and ultimately reach perfection, there has to be detachment from all things material. And what do the prophets of today offer? You can have your cake and eat it too. You can be just swimming in all kinds of materialism. And that's because God loves you so much that he gave you all of that. And so if you want to reach the height of the spiritual life, you have to be wealthy and you have to have lots of material stuff. And it's all about you. It's just kind of opposite of the truth, but it's a whole lot more easy to listen to than to hear somebody say you need to be detached, you need to get rid of stuff, you need to be away from all of these things. St. John of the Cross, sadly, is known as this harsh, mean saint who teaches us all these difficult things. Anything but. The spiritual life is not easy, so yes, he's teaching difficult things. But he teaches the truth. I guess if we're going to look at that with St. John of the Cross, then we have to say Jesus was harsh and mean too. Because guess what? He taught us the exact same stuff. And so there's no difference in the truth because it can't change. The difference is because we live in a culture that doesn't accept the truth, we want to make the truth change. And if we want to know really just how horrible and rotten St. John of the Cross is, I have a little bookmark that I keep in my breviary, and it says, Alla tarde della vita de examinaren el al amor. In the evening of life, our judgment will be love. That's it. When all is said and done, it is about the love of God, the love of neighbor. And all of the things that get in the way of our love of God and love of neighbor, St. John of the Cross teaches us, get it out of the way. Because all it's doing is leading to love of self, not to love of God and love of neighbor, but to the self, which is the antithesis of the spiritual life. But that's the New Age way. And tragically, that's the way that there are some spiritual writers in the Catholic Church that are putting it now too. Essentially, it's you can look at yourself, just navel gaze. It's all about you. And that's what the spiritual life is. No, as I have told you many times, that's preparation for eternity in hell. Because that's all you're going to do down there is look at yourself and be absolutely miserable. Why would you want to do that? I mean, the most ridiculous one that I've found so far, I mean, there are lots of these things that it's just all about you and having all these experiences and it's all about consolation and you can think that you're a mystic because you have all these experiences. Well, the devil will give you lots of experiences. If you want experiences in prayer, just go and ask. And the devil will give you whatever you want. You want to hear voices? No problem. You want to see things? No problem. He can do all that trash. That has nothing to do with you being a mystic or being holy. But the worst one that I've seen so far, when it's all this self stuff, there's actually a retreat center. And people, I mean, they're sold out for months. And the height of this thing, which you can do in your own bedroom if you want, is you go into a room that is absolutely empty except for a mirror on the wall. And you sit down in front of the mirror and you look at you. Isn't that great? What a prayer. Oh, and they all come out saying that's changed their lives because I was looking at me. And we're made to look at him. That's where our only hope is. That's where our only faith is. And that's where the love is. And if in the evening of life we are going to be judged on our love, it's got to be from the one who is love himself. We're not going to grow in love by looking at our own self. We are made in the image and likeness of God who is love. So yes, we are made to love and be loved. But you're not made to be in love with yourself. That's narcissism. And we need to be in love with God and we need to be loving the people around us. That's the really mean, nasty writing of St. John of the Cross. What a horrible saint to read, right? That's why he's still available in paperback 500 years later, because he's so mean and nasty. This is the way to eternity. It is the only way to eternity. There was a spiritual writer, not a spiritual writer, but there was somebody who was writing about spirituality and comparing the various schools of spirituality. And said, there are lots of ways, lots of different paths up the mountain. But when you get to about 2/3 to 3/4 of the way up, there is only one way that leads from that point to the top. No matter how you got there, you can go the Benedictine way, you can go the Franciscan way, you can go the Dominican way, you can go the Augustinian way, you can go the Salesian way, whatever way you want, you can go whatever path God is going to lead you on, because that's your personality, your spirituality. You have to follow the path that God leads you. But one way or the other, whether it goes round and round and round the mountain, or if it's, you know, the switchbacks, or whether it's however it is that God's going to get you there, you get to that point that's about 2/3 of the way up. From there up, there is only one path. And that's the Theresian way, the Carmelite way, the way that St. John of the Cross teaches us. So yes, if you read St. John of the Cross and you're not accustomed to the spiritual life, he's basically telling you to scale a cliff. It's the quickest way. It's the shortest way. That may not be the way God is asking you to go. But when you get to that point 2/3 of the way up, you want to get to the top. Those are the two, St. Teresa and St. John of the Cross. And they're telling you the exact same thing. It's being purified to love perfectly. That's what God wants for you. He doesn't want you to love a little bit. He doesn't even want you to love a lot. He wants you to be able to love perfectly. That's what the prayer life is all about, according to St. John of the Cross. That's what our judgment is going to be about. So why would we want to just love a little bit? Why would we want to be focused on ourselves, which takes love away? Why don't we put it where it belongs? This is what St. John of the Cross is so insistent upon, in season and out of season, whether it's convenient or inconvenient. Yes, his doctrine has been inconvenient to people for 500 years, and yet it is the truth that has set millions of people free, because it is all about love. If you want to sum up St. John of the Cross's doctrine in one word, that's what it is: love, period. That's it. And so he's not mean, he's not nasty. He's speaking the truth because he loves you and because he wants you to be able to love God with your whole heart and soul and strength. He wants your love to be perfect, because in the evening of life, that is the only thing that matters, is how much we love.